Joining me for this edition of Eye on the Arts is John Biancardi, who is the festival chairman for the Cesare Battisti Lodge, also known as Villa Cesare's, Italian festival. Festa Italiana, you call it. Is that right, John?
That's correct. Thanks for having me.
It's nice to have you back. You have been here before to talk about Festa Italiana. What year did this event start?
Yeah, so the inaugural year was in 2017. So besides COVID, this will be our fourth annual year coming up.
Yeah, I'm very loosey-goosey with the math anymore about what anniversary something is, and I just go with whatever people want to call it. So were you involved with the start of the event with its inception?
Yeah, so I actually am the creator and marketer of it. The Italian Club has been around for 100 years. My grandpa and my dad were very involved, and after college, I lived in the area, so I was like, why not get involved myself? So after a few years, I got voted onto the board where I could really have an impact and make an influence. Mm-hmm. And I was like, there's Greek Fest, there's Serbian Fest, there's Pierogi Fest. Like, we're a huge Italian club, but there's no Italian Fest, so why don't we put it together? So it took them a couple of years to actually kind of approve it, but finally we put it on paper, and let's do it. So 2017 was the first year.
And how many people do you get at the festival on average?
Yeah, I'd say about 6,000 to 7,000 people throughout the weekend.
Wow, that's fantastic.
So yeah, it's a good number, and it's right at our banquet hall at Villa Cesare in Schererville. So
sure. We
have a smaller layout, but we pack it. People park across the street and other businesses, and we're pretty proud of it.
So it's a 3-day festival.
Correct.
Yeah.
It starts Friday, July 30th.
Yeah.
Saturday, July 31st, and then ends Sunday, August 1st.
And what should people expect if they plan to attend?
Yeah, obviously it's a big focus on our Italian culture and roots and some of the arts. And so we have traditional Italian music. Friday night we have La Tosca. It's a band out of Chicago, but most of the performers in that band are from Italy, and they do traditional folk music that you probably wouldn't recognize. Very unique and very interesting, and we've had them every year. And then Saturday we have a few local artists, Jim Belanda, Vince Amore, who do more Italian-American, but also switch it up into Italian as well.
Mm-hmm.
And then Sunday we have Carmelo Zaccone, who's a native of Italy. He's a soloist. He brings the accordion and sings in Italian. Very nice. And something very interesting. And then later Sunday, we have a four-piece band brought to you by Tony Panici. And he's new this year, but he's also going to do some Italian instruments, Italian music, Italian vocals. And then besides the music piece, we have a dance group out of Milwaukee. They've been here a few times already, and they come back each year if they can, called Tradizione Vivente.
Mm-hmm.
And they do traditional Italian folk dancing. And there's two 20-minute sessions on Saturday at 4 p.m. and 5 p.m. And then at 6 p.m., they actually get the audience involved and teach them how to dance. So you get three chances to see them on Saturday, again, 4, 5, and 6 p.m. We also partner with a local culinary school that's fairly new to the area. It's called the Culinary Institute in Crown Point.
Mm-hmm.
And it's not a school where you go as a student. It's where you take, the public is open, and you learn how to do things, and they have different recipes and different ingredients every day and every week. So we partner with them to do a pasta class indoors at our facility, and that's Saturday from 1 to 3 p.m. and 4 to 6 p.m. And what the class involves is actually we're making colorful pasta, so we're using natural ingredients like beet powder, turmeric, and so forth to get different vibrant colors out of the pasta. It's set up in stations. So you have eight stations with up to six people in the station. You can pick your own group, and you get your own machine. You have an instructor that leads the pasta demo, and then you follow along. And then she also has an instructor there that's from Italy who's going to make a traditional red sauce. And you're going to make the red sauce, eat it, and then it's complimentary with some Italian wine. So really nice event to learn how to make pasta, to use different ingredients to make unique, colorful pasta. And then lastly, we also have a bocce ball tournament on Saturday that starts at 2 p.m. So you get the traditional Italian sport of bocce.
It sounds like a lot of fun. It sounds delicious and fun. And it makes me want to go home and watch Moonstruck.
Well, you can just come to the fest instead.
Okay. Well, John, this sounds like a great festival. And good luck with it. And thanks for being here to tell us about it.
Thanks for the opportunity.
Sure. And thank you for listening. We'll be back again next week with another edition of Eye on the Arts.